WBZH 910 AM, W245CT Hayward. Always streaming on the Civic
ABC
Media
News,
app.
I'm Rena Roy. President Biden meeting with Israeli President Isaac Herzog at the White House the day after he agreed to meet with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu this year.
As I affirmed to Prime Minister Netanyahu yesterday, America's commitment to Israel is firm, and it is ironclad.
President Herzog will address a joint meeting of Congress tomorrow. Former President Donald Trump received a letter notifying him that he is a target in Special Counsel Jack Smith's probe into efforts to overturn the 2020 election. This likely means he will be indicted for a third time. The Pentagon believes a U.S. Army private is being detained by North Korea after crossing into North Korea voluntarily during a tour in South Korea. The Army private has been identified as 23-year-old Travis King. More than 70 million people in more than a dozen states are under heat alerts today in the U.S. Phoenix broke its record for the most days in a row above 110 degrees. This is ABC News. John Kerry in Beijing in an effort to mend relations.
The special climate envoy met with China's top diplomat, with both sides now at least calling for more communications to restore relations badly disrupted by disputes over trade and Taiwan.
We both know there are real differences, but we also know that from experience, we work at it, we can find the path ahead in ways that resolve these challenges.
Kerry's the third administration official in recent weeks to travel to China for meetings there after Secretary of State Blinken and Treasury Secretary Yellen didn't make much progress. Tom Rivers, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
A Romanian court has extended house arrest for social media influencer Andrew Tate and his brother for another 30 days over sex trafficking charges. They're charged with rape, human trafficking, and forming a criminal gang to sexually exploit women. Today's decision comes a month after prosecutors formally indicted Tate and his brother, who deny the allegations. Rena Roy, ABC News.
For Lake Air 1260 AM, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Here's what you need to know in Amory. Wisconsin Farm Technology Days began today in Baraboo. The three-day event runs through Thursday afternoon. The annual event, which is done in a different county each year, brings in tens of thousands of visitors. Governor Tony Evers was there this morning and talked about the need for public funding to help expand broadband internet access for all communities.
For broadband, we also have to have affordable broadband. That is the key. And in order to do that, frankly, the federal government, state government will need to significantly subsidize putting it in the ground and bringing it to people's homes. And we just expect that.
This year's event is being held at the Badger Steam and Gas Engine Club grounds west of Baraboo and is open from 9 a.m. until 4 p.m. each day. There's an admission charge, but kids 12 and under are free, and so is parking. Farm Tech Days moves to Chippewa County next year. From the Civic Media News Desk in Western Wisconsin, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
Hey, this is Joey Erickson at Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK. At Civic Media, we love our local communities and want to share your stories. Submit your local event and we'll let our listeners know. Email me at joey.erickson@civicmedia.us.
Civic Media isn't just another broadcast company.
We're your neighbors. We bleed green and gold.
And we love nothing more than to help fellow Wisconsinites succeed.
Whether your business wants to advertise to your local community or the entire state, Civic Media can help. Find out more at civicmedia.us.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Because I joined last night and I'm hopeful.
Wow.
I'm hopeful that it is more fun than Twitter has been lately, because Twitter has not been that fun lately.
I do wish it weren't those two.
I know. It's a weird thing to be cheering for Mark Zuckerberg
right
now.
I'm choosing between the Joker and the Penguin. This is not a winning solution.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry and Jane Mattenair. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I just I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
More at CruitersLoungeMN.com. Portions of the following program may be pre-recorded.
AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It's the Matt McNeil Show for your Tuesday. Good to be with you today. Matt and Patrick here. Patrick, we've got, not only do we have Brett joining us with a little bit later on with Patrick Cooligan, which we'll get an update from the Minnesota Reformer, but Max Watanowicz is going to join us as well. He is currently starring in part of that magnificent ensemble and Into the Woods over at the Guthrie Theater that runs till August 13th. Max is going to be kind enough to join us in the 4 o'clock hour to talk about that. And the dude was just in Hamlet. I think he was just in the Hamlet they had. And so I got to ask him a little bit about, because the turnaround on that, because that went right from Hamlet to Into the Woods. A, he must have been busy as all get-go, and B, it must be interesting to do that. I'll have to talk to him as well. How are you today?
Oh, doing pretty well. I'm going to drop this on you. Today is my birthday.
It's your birthday?
It is my birthday.
Well, thank God I got you this highlighter for your birthday.
Just what I needed.
Oh, there you go. It's half used, but that, you know, that means it's been loved. It's a family heirloom. It's all yours. How old are you, my friend?
I am 33 today.
33 years old. Dear Lord, you are 22 younger than me. I'm an old. I remember when I thought 33 was, I'm old at 33. No, young. Oh, back when arms and legs didn't creak when I used them, didn't set off the metal detector with the amount of metal I've got in my body. Happy birthday. Any fun plans for you tonight?
I'm going to pick up some of my favorite local pizza and then just relax.
Good. Well, happy birthday to you.
Thank you. Alrighty. I appreciate it.
I'm going to cover the pizza for you. I'm dead serious. I'm covering the pizza for you tonight, okay? I don't need a slice. I don't need a slice, but I'm covering the pizza for you tonight. 952-946-6205. I almost had tragedy today. Well, I'm okay, not tragedy. I want to be careful here. So because my life now, ever since the car accident, has been a never-ending litany of medical appointments. I had one today, and the guy said, you know, my doctor says, hey, why don't you go over and, you know, just get some blood work done just really quick here to see how things are going. No problem, right? I got a trainee. Now, have you ever gone to the labs and had the person who is one of their first days trying to draw blood? Have you ever had that there, Patrick?
Oh, yeah.
Now, I've got like a 12-gauge pipe running through each arm. You miss that vein. I'm going to be very honest. Maybe medicine's not for you. You know, it really is. I've got like I've only one time before this did I have a person who was having a hard time finding a vein in my arm. And so, you know, I'm sitting there and I got the thing out there, and you know, she's, you know, kind of tapping on. She got the rubber band around my bicep, and I'm making a squeezing sound. And I can see the vein. I can see the vein. And she's like, you know, after, like, isn't that the vein? I'm not sure. Okay, let's try the other arm. All right, yeah, okay, I'm on board with that. I like that. Once again, there's that 12-gauge pipe that's running through my elbow. Hey, there it is. Oh, I don't know if that's it. And she says, now, I don't know if you've ever had to be the hospital. You know what this is like. Ever had to have, like, IVs in your hand, in the back of your hand, because you have so many IVs in you? I had that happen in December when I was in the hospital. Getting them in the back of your hand sucks. Now, they're easy veins to hit, but it hurts. It's not nice. And I looked, I said, I'd rather not put this in the back of my hand, and that's when the manager came over and took over and within 20 seconds finished me up. And that was it. Done. I'm all for it. And I don't mind being a pincushion to a point. But if I can look down, I'm not exactly Johnny Doctor here. You know, if I can look down and say, you know, hey, isn't that the vein? And you're like, I don't know. I'm not sure. Oh, All righty. Good luck. I hope it gets, I'll chalk it up to nervousness. I hope to see you again the next time I go into the labs. Just don't worry about it. It will come. 952-946-6205, 952-946-6205. So I have, I just very briefly, because I just don't want to give this guy too much attention. I posted last night on the Twitter machine and the social media accounts, the recaps of the show. And one of the things I always post is I post the, you know, kind of other stories there. And of course, yesterday we spent a good chunk of the first hour talking about the movie The Sound of Freedom and the made up conspiracy theory that the far right is trying to use the movie as a springboard to try to go out there. And this is this adrenochrome thing where they think this is real. It's not. It actually, we talked about it extensively. You can go podcast the show from yesterday. It's actually from Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas, the Hunter S. Thompson book. That's basically where they're taking this from. But it has become something that happened. And I said yesterday that this is something that they love their Pizzagate. And when Pizzagate kind of blew up in their face because someone walked into the pizza joint with a gun and started firing rounds, and they all like, well, I never said it was real. They all wanted to get back to it, so they're now back to it, and they're now saying that this is going out there. Now, once again, the problem they have with this is that there is actual human trafficking going on here, which doesn't seem to be a really big priority unless it can be used to vilify the Democrats. As I said yesterday, you know, the Republicans, they kind of live in a delusional world. They want to be the hero of their story. They politicize everything, and you know, they're kind of, you know, kind of losers that just need to validate themselves. And so they keep coming up with these conspiracy theories because the candidates they have chosen, they know themselves are fraudulent. So they have to create these, you know, uber bizarro scenarios. The other side of that argument was the point I made is that, you know, I am against human trafficking. And once again, the movie, The Sound of Freedom, it itself sounds very CSI Columbia, I guess is where it takes place. And, you know, it's your standard Hollywood movie. And it doesn't sound like it does QAnon stuff in there. The where it gets QAnon connection is the actor and the guy the story is based on both have said this is the liberals and the global elitists are basically stealing children's blood to get the adrenochrome. And once again, we pointed out yesterday that that's centuries old blood libel, primarily against the Jews, but as well, they're using this global elites, which they for them is Hollywood celebrities and Democratic leaders. And that's kind of what they're doing. And they get very upset about this in these made up cases of like Pizzagate, where they're furious about that. But then they don't really seem to be too bothered at times with other actual cases of child and human trafficking. Case in point, I brought up that right now there are two Republican governors, Abbott in Texas and, you know, Meatball Ron down in Florida. Meatball Ron is really not going to get beat, man. Meatball Ron is just beautiful. I don't give Trump credit on much, but Meatball Ron, that's good, man. I'm with that one. Meatball Ron down in Florida. Anyway, they're basically trafficking human beings by loading immigrants on planes and shipping them to other cities with no warning, no nothing. They're human trafficking. They themselves are trafficking humans. And the same people who are applauding The Sound of Freedom and coming up with this conspiracy theory are also applauding that human trafficking. So there's that. And then, of course, I brought up the fact that under the Trump administration, over 5,000 children were separated from their parents with very little in the way of ability to track them. And there has been a Herculean effort to try to remedy this problem, to basically try to reunite these kids with their families. As of today, near 700 of them still have yet to be reunited with their families. And some of them they can't find because it's pretty clear the Trump administration just gave these children to random people who they were not family members, and they have been human trafficked. And so if you're upset about human trafficking, especially human trafficking of children, you'd think you'd be bothered by this. I brought these points up. I'll stand by the points. Walter Hudson, the Republican who represents St. Michael, Albertville, apparently has called me a monster because, well, because I'm right. And he has nothing else to say. And that's the only thing I want to say about it. Because I had a few people say, you know, he's saying bad things. I muted him because he doesn't want to be a House rep. He wants to be an internet troll. And I don't quite know what to do with that because it's just as sad. I mean, it's sad. He's a sad, sad man who's looking for validation, desperately looking for validation. And so him calling me a monster, well, you know, he wants to do that's fine. The reason he's calling me a monster is because he knows I'm right and that Republicans do not care about the 700 kids that Trump separated from their families that have not either been found or reunited with their families and that they don't care. As a matter of fact, they applaud the human trafficking being conducted by Meatball Ron and Jim Abbott right now in this country. They applaud that and they don't want the hypocrisy to stink them up. I'm against all human trafficking. Okay, I am. Funny story. And you know what? I can sit here and be outraged by human trafficking without making up some sort of bizarro Hunter S. Thompson inspired conspiracy theory with the sole purpose of vilifying my enemies. I can sit there and say human trafficking is pretty bad and seen. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205 is the phone number. I want to go into, we got to talk about this weather right now. I just got the alert from the New York Times. They said that Phoenix has now broken the record for 19 consecutive days over 110 degrees. Jeez. I remember walking off an airplane into Phoenix in May at like 8:30 at night and it was 92 and it hit me like a plank to the face. It's like, dear God. And I don't care if it's a dry heat. 92 is 92. Ugh. 110. Over 110. That's 18 degrees hotter. That's like a sauna. They had people in Vegas apparently on the plane. There was a plane waiting to taxi to take off and they passed out because the plane got so hot on the runway. An example of simultaneous compounding extreme weather and climate events, which scientists have been warning for decades. Record highs are being set Tuesday in U.S., Europe, and parts of Asia. The heat waves poses immediate risk to public health, economic output, and the sign that climate change impacts are escalating faster than expected in some parts of the globe. In the U.S., extreme heat may have lessened in a few areas, such as the Pacific Northwest, but it is ramping up in others. Sprawling heat dome remains stuck over the southwestern United States, influencing the entire southern tier of the country. Phoenix on Tuesday beat its all-time record for the longest string of days with high temperatures at or above 110. It also has beaten its record for the most consecutive days with lows at or above 90 degrees Fahrenheit, with a minimum temperature on Tuesday morning reaching a stifling. This is your low. Your low was 94. Dear Lord. This makes Tuesday the ninth day in a row of overnight temperatures at or above 90, a new record likely to be bested on Wednesday. In Europe, parts of France, Spain are hitting all-time record highs Tuesday with an extreme event known as a heat wave cerebrus. In Catalonia, Spain, a high of 113 was recorded with weather record tracker Maximiliano Herrera. I'm supposed to know that name? I don't know. This is from Axios. The heat event is absolutely historic and shattering records with huge margin in dozens of stations. History is being rewritten today between Spain and France. He did write via Twitter. The heat waves come at a time when the global average surface temperatures have hit all-time highs during July, which scientists have said are likely the highest levels in at least 125,000 years. Italy is also brutally hot on Tuesday. The southern Mediterranean heat wave peaks. Rome saw a new record for the city at 109 in Rome. Okay, I was stationed in the military over there. Now, I went to France and I went to Spain and I went to Italy. There's not a lot of air conditioning down there. AC is something that's an American invention. That's and I'm not saying that there aren't some places with AC. There are, but there's a lot of places in Europe that do not have air conditioning. And these places are just, I mean, Paris, there's not a lot of people that have air conditioning in Paris. They've been trying to change that, but yeah, it's just stifling. It reminds me of my wife and I, when we lived down in Iowa, and we would do these kind of community outreach programs, which were a lot of fun, actually. You got to go meet some elderly farm families and stuff like that. And, you know, she got into a conversation with this one woman who remembered this heat wave they had, which wasn't anything like this, but she said that they would basically open every window, every door of the house. You would rather have the bugs in the house than the heat, and you would sleep outside and stuff like this. It's just brutal. It's just brutal, and it's just something you have to kind of deal with in many of these places. And there's not much of a reprieve. Warnings were in effect for more than a dozen cities in Italy due to the public health risk of such higher temperatures at a time when throngs of tourists, many unaccustomed to such weather, are in the country. The heat waves are not mere coincidences. The jet stream pattern is highly amplified, with large waves diverting storms to the north and south and favoring strong areas of high pressure or heat domes that sit intensely, bringing even higher and higher temperatures. Record heat in China, where the country set a provincial record of the highest temperature on record, with a reading of 126 in Sanbao on Sunday. Beijing, where climate envoy John Kerry is meeting with top Chinese officials to discuss joint efforts to tackle planet warming greenhouse gas emissions, is enduring his day a record stretch of 95 degree days. Monthly high temperature records are also being set in Japan, said Hera. As it happened more regularly in recent years, the Persian Gulf's unique combination of extreme temperatures and high humidity has led to an astonishingly high heat indices, or feels like temperatures. An airport in coastal Iran saw a heat index of 152 on July 16th. Such temperatures are difficult for humans to survive. Studies have shown the Persian Gulf countries could be among the first to exhibit heat beyond survivable limits during part of each year. I'll come back to this in just a second, but folks, this is not new. And the reality is, as I'm reading this, you would say to yourself, holy God, what are we going to do? You think they'd be there, but there are a lot of people like, well, that sucks. Anyway, let's go back to watching the Kardashians. We're getting to the point where there are places on the planet where millions of people live, which are uninhabitable for at least a part of the year. This is a big freaking problem. 952-946-6205, 952-946-6205. Take a break, come on back, more on this, and how it's affecting us here in Minnesota as well. It's the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
Hi, this is Ken Hagland, host of Living Healthy and Aging Well, inviting you to listen to our live call-in talk show airing every Saturday from noon to 1, where we talk about your health and your life and provide insights you need to know to live and age well. Each week, we talk with guests who provide answers to important questions regarding health care, elder care, end-of-life care, and self-care for caregivers, and help you and your loved ones plan for the future and enjoy your highest quality of life today. Please join us every Saturday from noon to 1 on AM 950 for Living Healthy and Aging Well.
Would you let animals pick your insurance? You really need to experience mayhem to get the best rates? Or how about a celebrity quarterback or fake university saving you money? There's a lot of marketing stunts when it comes to insurance, but what you really need is someone looking out for you. Call Array Insurance, and they will work hard to find you the best insurance coverage and rates. So avoid gimmicks and call Cheryl at Array, 763-504-3067 or arrayinsurance.com. Array Insurance, working hard for you.
Hello, this is Ellie Krug with Ellie 2.0 Radio. Now, my show will be on Saturdays from 10 to 11 and replayed on Sundays from 1 to 2. You will get to the best of Ellie 2.0 with talking about idealism, with guests who come in and who are idealistic, who are trying to change the world, and you will get me, super idealist. Tune in. We can't wait to hear from you, and you'll hear from me Saturdays from 10 to 11.
Hi, I'm Kelly Kirk.
I'm Chad Larson.
And I'm Joe Kirk.
Your hosts for Searching for Service. Tune in to Rotary's influential show and podcast, sharing touching stories of service locally and abroad.
we bring you weekly guests that connect, inform, and inspire our listeners on all things service.
We highlight diverse service opportunities that appeal to both Rotarians and people driven to serve in their communities.
Tune in Sundays at 3 p.m. or anytime via podcast. It's time
to stop searching
and start serving.
Now I'm getting people sending me stuff here. Mark in Minneapolis sending me in Furnace Creek. This is in California. 119 degrees right now. Yikes. 119 degrees. Dr. Joe sent me something. You know how they say that when we have the smoke from Canada down here, that if we get like above 150, that that's trouble? You know how that is? He sent me someplace where the parts per million of CO2 are 412. 412. Where are they? Nobito? I'm going to guess, is this China or is this Japan? I'm not sure. He says this actually is at his house. Taking it out tomorrow, if I take it outside, the PM levels increase from fires. If you go into the businesses above 550 parts per million, you have to turn around. Wow. Wow. It's crazy. Just crazy. These heat waves occurring at the same time coinciding with global temperature milestones demonstrate how the climate is not a linear system and can cross thresholds behind which impacts become more severe. Texas A&M University climate scientist Andrew Dessler told Axios, it also is keeping with scientists' research that highlights the risk of simultaneous dangerous heat waves occurring on multiple continents at the same time. According to the NOAA Climate Prediction Center, a continuation of above-average temperatures is expected through at least the rest of July and into early August across the southwest and west. In coming years, the excessive heat occurrences now is forecast to become commonplace in future decades. According to figures provided to Axios from the IFC Climate Center, which is working on the next national climate assessment from government agencies, the latest generation of computer models shows that Phoenix is projected to go from 12 days per year with temperatures at or above 110 to 40 days per year above that 110 by 2050. And here's where I kind of get mad at Axios. Their bottom line is we better get used to more scorching heat. No. Maybe we should actually get, as opposed to say, well, what you going to do? Maybe we should try to do freaking something. I don't know. Try to stop the craziness that is all this. All right. You have already got a few things going on. Phoenix, Arizona, no one used to live down there. I mean, even when it became a state, one of the things that people were saying is, why should this become a state? There's no one that lives down there. It's only when air conditioning was invented that people decided, I'm going to go move to the freaking desert. It was something for many years most of us tried to avoid. And the people that did live there had hundreds of years of expertise on how not to die in the desert, as opposed to some guy going, I like sun. I better go there and get a tan. Ugh. We are now at the point of creating areas where it's unsafe for humans to live for part of the year because of the outrageous amount of heat. We have had, cases where there's been wars fought because climate change has wiped out crops. And they've actually had military conflicts over food and water resources. We hear the reason why we're smoky is because most of northern Canada, which generally doesn't dry out as much as it is, for goodness sakes, this is a part of the world that's under feet of snow for a substantial amount of the year. But because it's getting so hot, it's melting off and it's just tinder up there. You know, there's a lot of things going on in Minnesota, too. I mean, warming temperatures are leading to an increase of Lone Star ticks in Minnesota, a bug traditionally found in Texas. That's not in Texas. Because it's now hot enough for them to be here. People are urging to be on the lookout for algae blooms on Lake Superior, which can be on Lake Superior, not some dishpan lake that's, half a mile across. one of the deepest, coldest lakes on the planet is now warming up enough to where you can get the deadly algae blooms. I'll come back to that a little bit later on. We have animal populations migrating. We have bugs and insects and diseases that used to never be around here that are now commonplace. We have scorching hot days. How much rain have we had in Minneapolis, St. Paul since, what, April? How much? A few inches? We're grossly behind. We have got a real serious problem here. And instead of sitting there and saying, well, I guess we just have to get used to the heat. Maybe, just maybe, it's time for us to start looking at these people who say climate change isn't real, so it's a little bit warmer. And these are the same people that, you know, it's so hot outside. You know, it's a real shame. We can't, it's just too hot. This is real, folks. This is getting real. I have said in my lifetime, I bet you we will have a winter without snow. I want you to roll that one around in your mind. In Minneapolis, St. Paul, in my lifetime, I'm almost positive we will have at least one winter with no snow. It will stay too warm to snow. And as opposed to saying, sweet Jesus, what the heck are we doing here? We need to fix this immediately. I'll prepare myself for the bought and paid for stooges on the right to sit there and say, so I didn't have to shovel this year. Matt McGill's all upset about that. Why are all the trees dying? 952-946-6205, 952-946-6205. Hey, when we come back, it's a rarity, but occasionally we do this. It's time for Country Music Roundup here with Matt McNeil and the Matt McNeil Show. 952-946-6205. It is the Matt McNeil Show on AM 950.
Summer is going fast, but Next Chapter Booksellers has everything you need to keep up with your summer reading. From the hottest new titles to timeless classics, Next Chapter Booksellers has something for any taste. Their friendly staff are great at making recommendations for the perfect summer read for you or your loved ones. Plus, Next Chapter Booksellers has a wide variety of puzzles and games for those rainy days. So keep up with your summer reading at Next Chapter Booksellers off Snelling and Grand in St. Paul. More at nextchapterbooksellers.com.
You hear a lot about Rudy Luther Toyota's hybrid cars, but maybe you're asking yourself, are they worth it? Let me say from experience, absolutely. I have a Toyota Sienna hybrid, and the proof is in the gas tank. Before my hybrid, I was filling up my tank once a week. Now it's consistently every 2 weeks. I did the math, and my hybrid is saving me over $1,000 every year. And the Toyota hybrids are some of the most stylish and comfortable vehicles you'll ever drive. Now's the time to get a Toyota hybrid. Set up a time to test drive one today at Rudy Luther Toyota, the southeast corner of 394 and 169 in Golden Valley.
Hey, it's Tom. Fossil fuels continue to have negative impacts on our environment. Luckily, there are more ways now than ever to use renewable energy in your home or business. All Energy Solar offers smart energy solutions like custom solar paneling, electric vehicle chargers, and energy storage. Solar panel systems can last for decades, meaning you can help the environment and cut back on electric bills for years to come. There are incentives and rebates available to most people who install solar energy, too. Last year, the federal solar tax credit increased to a 30% tax credit. This incentive can be used in combination with other incentives from your utility, county, or city. But don't delay or miss out, as many of these incentives are limited to only a certain number of people. So have a professional from All Energy Solar help you discover how solar can power up your property while saving on your energy costs. Call 800-620-3370 or visit allenergysolar.com.
Hey, it's Patrick for Zero Res. Allow me to give you a couple of the most important cleaning tips that you need to know. Vacuuming is not sufficient to maintain the cleanliness and lifespan of your carpet, period. My friends at Zero Res use their platinum-rated cleaning system that safely and effectively removes all that deeply embedded nasty dirt, dander, and bacteria. Not only does the patented Zero Res process clean better than anything on the market, surfaces dry faster, and your home and business will stay cleaner longer guaranteed. July is National Carpet Cleaning Month, and because of that, check out this amazing deal Zero Res has going. Zero Res is offering three rooms starting at just $129 and get a fourth room free. It's also the perfect time of year to get your air ducts cleaned this month and take 20% off any air duct cleaning. Call 952-ZERO-RES or go to ZeroResMinnesota.com and ask for the AM 950 special. That's Zero Res.
With your AM 950 weather, I'm Brett Johnson. Look for sunny skies today with a high near 82. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 64. And Wednesday, a chance for thunderstorms with a high near 88. At Crooner's Supper Club, the entertainment doesn't stop when the show ends. Head over to Maggie's Lounge for some post-show drinks and great conversation. You'll love the relaxed and friendly atmosphere. That's Maggie's Lounge at Crooner's Supper Club off Moore Lake and Highway 65. More at croonersloungemn.com.
AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It's the Matt McNeil Show, 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205 is the phone number. Just if I can take a quick moment to send all of our best from everyone here at AM 950 last Friday. Stephanie Miller, of course, the longtime morning show host here, mid-morning host, lost her mom. Her mom passed away. On behalf of everyone here at the station, Chad, the entire crew here, all of our best to her, her family, and all my prayers to her mom. That's a very tough loss. I mean, she's talked a lot about how the influence and the support that she's gotten from mom, and so all our best there. I hope they are able to weather that storm. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. Quick side note here to you. Buxton's not playing DH tonight. Is that your birthday gift, the twins' birthday gift to you this week?
I was actually going to mention that to you at the top of the show. It'll be Matt Wallner getting the DH slot tonight. And there have been a lot of people said, why the heck did you call him up if you're not going to play him? And now they finally are putting him in the lineup.
Is the reason why they've been keeping Buxton in the lineup. And once again, I want to remind everyone, they could have probably traded Buxton for Lopez and we'd still have Louis Arise on the team. Is the reason why that they still are reluctant to take Buxton out at DH, even when he's below 200 at DH, is because he still is probably one of their top jersey sellers. And the reality is that the Twins organization doesn't really give a crap about the quality of product on the field. It's more about, well, we just got to make sure the jerseys sell. That's my theory.
That could definitely be part of it, I think.
Yeah. Well, we'll have to see. They lost last night there in Seattle again tonight. And is that another 8:40 start time?
Yep, I think it's 8:40 tomorrow, and then a little bit of a reprieve Thursday. It'll probably be about 3:00.
Okay. They got four in Seattle then.
Yep.
Okay. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. It's time for Matt McNeil's Country Music Roundup. I don't pull out that accent too often. It's time for country music roundup. I have been on a country music station. It was a hoot. Anywho, some stories here about country music, and I'll go with the lighter one first. This is Miranda Lambert. Now, I actually like Miranda Lambert. I don't like a lot of country music because, frankly, a lot of it's a bit contrived. If you ask me, this is not just the only genre of music where there's a lot of contrived elements to it. I mean, for God's sakes, pop music has been making the same style of music now for basically 40 years with very little variation of it and things like that. I mean, I'm not saying that there aren't some people who aren't good at it and stuff. I think part of it is this chip on your shoulder kind of existence. Maybe because when I grew up with the urban cowboy, that was, country music didn't look to create divides between rural and urban America. That there was this idea that this was country music was a part of Americana as it was. I mean, guys, think about a guy like Eddie Rabbit. And by the way, one of my favorite guys, I loved his music. I really did. I loved Eddie Rabbit. Very, kind of a poppy country music that, resonated everywhere. Everyone listened to him. And I'm not saying that there aren't a lot of fans of country music around. I'm not. But it's just, It's always, you city Hellcats, you don't get us out here. Yeah, that sort of thing. And the reality is it's that repeated message that has helped create this divide. Now, I'll get to that a little bit more in the second story. Miranda Lambert is actually one of the people I really do enjoy. I think some of her songs are very original. I think her lyrics are very good. And she's got a ton of talent. I mean, Miranda Lambert is actually an insanely talented person. I think she could, she stayed with country and bless her heart. I think she could have easily gone into other different genres if she wanted to, but she wants to stay a country artist and bless her on that. I'm a big fan. That's why it was a little disheartening when, basically you heard today she had a little bit of a spat on Sunday in Vegas. She's performing out there in Vegas, and she was singing the ballad Tin Man, good song, and she, right in the middle of it, says, I'm going to stop you right there, and starts berating some of the audience members for taking photos. And so the first thing I said to myself, oh, okay, prima donna, here you go. I was like, oh, heaven forbid. I mean, if you go to any concert, I don't care where you're at, any concert, three quarters of the people are sitting there with their phones out the entire time. And even in Vegas and in other places, it is what happens. It is just annoying to a point. But at the same time, I can't be too critical because I've taken photos at concerts myself. Do I take a lot of them? Try not to. I try to enjoy the show as much as I can. But even when it's my favorite bands, I always try to take a few pictures because I like to share them with you guys out there. But still, I mean, there are people who basically will film the entire concert. And, you know, yeah, that's what they want to do. That's there. She's then pointing to the audience while saying, these girls are worried about their selfie, and I'm listening to the song and not listening to the song, and it's pissing me off a little bit. It's her exact term. I don't like it at all, she said, adding, we are here to hear some country music tonight. I'm singing some country damn music. Shall we start again? The Vegas audience showed their support for the Grammy winner by applauding her remarks. Lambert then continued singing the song she had paused. There have not been apparently too many comments there. Lambert's remarks were set with mixed reaction on social media, with some commenting the captured footage memorializing Kanye as part of the excitement. She is from the first artist to she is far from the first artist to express frustration with concertgoers preoccupied with their phones. But now, Bruno Mars, Silk Sonic, basically, both when they were there, they were doing their Vegas residencies. They required attendees to lock their phones in a pouch come showtime. They just wanted people to come enjoy the show. Mars spoke at the time during the interview with Los Angeles Times last year, saying, being the master of ceremonies and being able to read the room, understanding the dynamics of what the room needs to feel like, that feeling goes a long way when you're looking at a wall of phones. With the cameras, you're like, I don't know if I want to try out this dance move tonight or if you're afraid the joke might go on the internet. Adele, like Lambert, paused a 2016 concert when she noticed someone taking a cell phone video, as seen ironically in footage posted to social media by the fan attending the same concert. I want to tell the lady as well, can you stop filming me with the video camera because I'm really here in real life and you can enjoy the real life rather than through your camera. Now, I'm going to get back to this because there is a context here where I am 100% on Miranda Lambert's side. I'll get to that in a second. Maybe if you didn't require people to sell a freaking kidney to get a good seat for your concert, maybe they wouldn't feel like they have to videotape it to keep it for austerity's sake. And that's what I want to say to all these people, is that you're charging $700, $800, $1,200 to sit anywhere near the stage and these shows. That is not an amount of money a lot of people have around just in their pockets. It's just not. So they're out there getting a few shots. What's the big freaking deal, man? I'm sorry. I don't have the problem with it because part of this is your mistake. As you sit there, and once again, I'm here in real life. You can enjoy the real life then rather through your camera. Well, then don't charge $800 freaking dollars for a seat because that's the one time in their life they are going to have a chance to see you and they want to remember it. Ta-da! I don't mean to be so blunt, but it's just don't charge a freaking arm and a leg for a concert ticket then if you're expecting people to not videotape it, because most people can't afford to go to more than one of your shows. Here's where I'm going to back up Miranda Lambert. This wasn't that. This wasn't just some people holding up their cell phones and taking some images. They had turned around, so they were facing away from Miranda Lambert. They put the flash on their phone on in selfie mode and were taking pictures where the point was not Miranda Lambert, but them in front of Miranda Lambert. So here is Miranda Lambert on the stage trying to sing this song, and people have flashing cameras going off in front of her freaking face as their backs are to her. I'm sorry, I'm 100% Miranda Lambert here. That's different than videotaping the show. That is basically trying to turn this into all about you, and that's fine. Some people have said, well, they paid the money for the ticket. They should be able to do that. But, okay, then don't put the flash on where you're interfering with the concert, because that's what you're doing. So you can get a picture. You basically are snapping all these shots, so the flash is going off. So basically here she is up on stage trying to sing the song, and she's got flashing lights like she's gone into a movie premiere night. I'm 100% on Miranda Lambert's on that, because that seems a little out of line. To have people turn their back to her, stand up, put the flash on their camera on, and take selfies with Miranda Lambert in the background as she's supposed to sit there and supposed to sing from her heart as flash bulbs are going on, or the flash bulbs, the flash on your iPhones are going off. Constantly left and right. I just dated myself. 952-946-6205. So Miranda Lambert on her side, but overall, musicians, you don't want people filming your concerts, then don't make it a once-in-a-lifetime experience with the ticket cost. How about that? Now, that being said, let's get to our second story, because this one's got a little bit more, what the hell, man, has to do with Jason Aldean. Now, if you didn't know, he was in the news because he had a heat-related medical incident during a concert over the weekend. Country superstar Jason Aldean is taking more heat for a song that seemingly takes aim at Black Lives Matter protesters, if not the entire urban population. Once again, contrived. But this one kind of goes a little bit beyond that. Last Friday, the Grammy-nominated singer released a music video for his recent single, Try That in a Small Town. As the title suggests, the three-minute ballad is about explicit warning to demonstrators not to attempt their social justice shenanigans in the rural South, buddy. Right. Apparently, Aldean was not too pleased with the nationwide Black Lives Matter movement for the police-involved murders of George Floyd and Breonna Taylor in 2020. As evidenced by the inflammatory new song, the track is not just a statement of Aldean's personal point, but a disturbing call to arms, making Toby Keith's famous post-9/11 anthem look rather quaint. Aldean, cuss out a cop, Aldean sings in the first verse. Spit in his face, stomp in the flag, and light up. Yeah, you think you're tough? Try that in a small town. Okay, first of all, Aldean, Jason, do you know how many people shoot at cops in small-town America? It happens a lot, all right? And this is just a lie. Your entire narrative is a lie. We respect honor and justice here. How many freaking times in this year alone, it's July, how many times this year alone have I had to deal with an absolute horrible story of police officers under fire in a small town? You put this out there like there's never a freaking crime out there. Dude, your streets are as bloody as any other city out there. Shut up, you arrogant jackass. It gets a whole lot worse, over Aldean. The chorus continues, see how you make it down the road. Around here, we take care of our own. You cross that line, it won't take long for you to find out. I recommend you don't try that in a small town. So basically, he's telling black people, get in line. Now, elsewhere, Aldean praises the South's good old boys who are raised upright. In maybe the song's darkest lyric, he suggests he's been gearing up for a race war. Got a gun my granddad gave me. They say one day they're going to try to round it up. Now, once again, it doesn't matter that this moron buffoon Aldean. And by the way, I got a twist on this one coming up here after the break that you're going to be like, what? A reminder of something. But this buffoon Aldean still thinks, I mean, there are people where you can commit armed robbery, and there are places where they'll give the criminal who committed armed robbery their guns back. So this idea of you're going to try to round up my guns, that's just your, you know, rage sex fan fiction that basically, you know, no, it's not happening. That doesn't happen. You guys have been screaming for 40 freaking years about your guns getting rounded up. Dear Lord, no one's guns are getting rounded up. As a matter of fact, guns seem to be reproducing on their own at this point because there's everyone. Look, there's five here in the corner. I have no idea where they came from. Like bunnies. You guys, if the lyrics weren't direct enough, the new music, I'll tell you what, I'll say that. I'll take a break. Come on back. More on this just travesty, but I guarantee it's going to be a big hit because it's about white people, you know, putting down lynch mob justice on the minorities. And, you know, that's, and trust me, that's going to sell well in a lot of these towns because we're the real victims here. Yeah. Yeah, as you guys shoot up your own cops and basically sit there paranoid in your mom's basement talking about, they're coming for my guns. You're losers. 952-946-6205, 952-946-6205. Take a break. Come on back. It's the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
Do yourself a favor and check out the amazing cuisine of eatlocalminnesota.com. More than just a website, eatlocalminnesota.com provides you with the best local and independently owned restaurants in the Twin Cities. Specializing in Szechuan and Peking cuisine, the Great Wall Chinese restaurant has been a local favorite since 1981. They offer one of the most extensive menus in the Twin Cities. Favorites include the sesame chicken, imperial beef, and Peking duck. The Great Wall restaurant is located off 45th and France, with takeout available too. More at greatwallrestaurant.us. The next time you're out in South Minneapolis, make Nightingale off 26th and Lindale your go-to dining option. It's a comfortable neighborhood restaurant that features a delicious menu of American classics, plus a wide drink and cocktail selection. Nightingale has dining room and bar seating available, plus takeout and delivery. Current hours are 5 p.m. to 1 a.m. daily with the full menu until midnight. More at nightingalempls.com.
End-of-life decisions are not easy to make. Hi, I'm Mary T. of Mary T. Hospice Care. It's important to make sure that this difficult time is meaningful and comforting to you and your loved ones. Our hospice team provides an individualized program of physical, emotional, spiritual, and practical care so your loved one is comfortable and not in pain. At Mary T. Hospice, we understand that choosing the right hospice care provider can be overwhelming, but we're here to assist you. Learn more today at MaryTInc.com.
Voice of Minnesota. And once again, I don't have, there's some country songs I like. I'm coming more around on Garth Brooks, Little Nas X, which really upsets a lot of country music fans, but that was probably one of the best country songs I ever heard, frankly. Anyway, let me get back to Jason Aldean. So Aldean is putting this out. The music video is for Try That in a Small Town, shows Aldean and his band performing in front of a white municipal building with an American flag hanging out. The rest of the video features footage of looters and rioters, including a Fox News broadcaster in the 2020 riots that took place in Aldean's native Georgia. It should be noted, as people have pointed out, he shot this at the site where a white lynch mob strung up Henry Choate at the Murray County Courthouse in Columbia, Tennessee, after dragging his body through the streets with a car in 1927. That's where Aldean chose to sing about murdering people who don't respect police. He chose to sing there. Yeah, it's the song's about lynching. It's you might as well Aldean might as well name the song "Let's Lynch 'Em." You know that's what the song is about. And you know, they want to kind of put out this idea that no, just about small town. No, these guys, they want going out there and they want to embrace this far racism, anti, you know, democracy mentality. And it's these guys that are out there saying, just because I sang shoot all Democrats in the head, what makes you think I was asking for people to shoot Democrats in the head? You're just a crazy liberal. And that's who they are. And it's very clear from the lyrics of this song where he filmed this. This is about, we are white rural America. We are ready to start lynching black people once again. That's what the song is about. As a matter of fact, I want, if you call up the country station, say, play that Jason Aldean lynching song. And just, they just say, you know, the lynching song. I bet you they know exactly which one you're talking about. Around the same time Aldean was making headlines for his near collapse on stage over the weekend, Twitter and TikTok users began creating a latest track of the racist dog whistles to promote vigilante violence. Many have interpreted the song as pro-lynching. It clearly seems to be, especially when you see where they shot the video at. It should be noted. Now, here's where this is a little bit of a twist. Jason Aldean, if you might know that name, he was the country music performer on stage in Vegas when the psychopath who thought big government was going to try to take his guns away opened fire with basically military-grade weaponry from a hotel window and killed 60 people, wounded 400 people. And Jason Aldean was lucky to get out of there alive. If you go up online, you can see the videos, including with Ellen DeGeneres and stuff, of Jason Aldean out there talking about how this was a horrible thing. It seems like now today, the only thing the guy learned from that incident where 60 of his fans were murdered and 400 of his fans were injured is the guy in the hotel room had a point. It sure as heck does seem that way. What an arrogant ass he is. He also has been feuding with fellow country singer Maren Morris. The pop country star famously referred to his wife, Brittany Aldean, as Insurrection Barbie after she made transphobic remarks on Instagram. No, this is not right. And the reality is they made this song because someone made the point, like, okay, how many people did this have to go by to finally get to a point where not only was it recorded, not only was it input on an album, it's released as a single and they made a music video of it with the intention of having the music video filmed at the site of a notorious lynching. And the reality is this is the new conservative media environment. They know there are a lot of racists who want to bring lynching back. They know there's a lot of racists who want to start opening fire on perceived enemy liberals. They know this. So they create this stuff and release it. And it's better for them to feign ignorant. Oh, we had no idea the song, which was calling for vigilante justice that we filmed a video of at a site of a notorious lynching, was going to be perceived as pro-lynching. As they rake in the dollars from, you know, the people who are like, make another song about killing black people. Make another song about killing black people. Because that's who Jason Aldean is. Absolute scum. Hour two. It's up next.
ABC Tomorrow, it's CMA Fest's 50th anniversary.
I could not be more excited.
With performances by Luke Bryan, Keith Urban, Carly Pierce, Luke Combs, Jelly Roll, and more. Plus summer's hottest collaborations. Cody Johnson and Reba McEntire, Miranda Lambert and Avril Lavigne. Come on! Dierks Bentley, Elle King, and Lainey Wilson host.
CMA Fest!
Tomorrow on ABC and stream next day on Hulu.
It's an absolute must for any true foodie. Vinaigrette at 50th and Xerxes in South Minneapolis offers premium oils and vinegars for the most discriminating of tastes. This is Sarah Piepenberg, owner of Vinaigrette. We bottle on-site, there's no guesswork, and you get to taste test each and every oil and vinegar we offer. Our direct relationship with the growers ensures an uncompromised level of satisfaction. When you need to know you're cooking with the finest ingredients, first contact the
You're listening to WLAK 1260 AM Amory and WBZH 910 AM W245 CT Hayward. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.